The weight of responsibility has passed from the communicator to the recipient dozens, if not hundreds, of times a day. Now, you email me, and it's my job to respond. You text me, and I had better text back. Every day, there are people wanting to communicate with me, and they happily pass the ball to me and wait. Through emails, texts, phone calls, private messages, and social media, communication bombards my day and redirects my attention. This daily avalanche of information and input drastically impacts our ability to get things done. As our lives are increasingly open to input from others, it's getting harder to identify our priorities. I might start the day with a clear plan for what I want to accomplish, when a ding interrupts my thoughts. I know I should just keep working, but then my phone dings again. It's like my phone nags me if I don't immediately check the new text. Reading the text, I see it's a message from a coworker who asks if I've seen the email she just sent me. Putting my project aside, I respond to her text, letting her know I'll look now. Then I open my email to respond. As I do, I see 12 more emails have arrived, and they aren't junk mail. The priorities that seemed so clear just minutes prior are now muddy. What should I do? Return to the project? Answer the emails? This is just a snapshot of what happens in our homes and offices every day. People's expectation of a prompt response is increasing. We're becoming more impatient with delays, especially when we want an answer. As our interconnectedness increases, this shift in responsibility to communicate is making us reactive rather than proactive, which greatly affects our ability to manage our workload and get things done in a timely fashion. The more my life is directed by the demands of others, the less able I am to manage my responsibilities. And not only manage them, but even identify them. When I objectively evaluate the demands on my time, it becomes obvious that I spend the best part of my day on other people's priorities. True, I do have people I choose to give my time and energy to. I'm a wife, mother, and employee. These are assignments given to me by God. And there are people whose needs are joyfully my priority. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm referring to the needs and questions that don't have to be responded to immediately, even from those people whom I love the most. There are even some demands that aren't mine to handle, but my high sense of responsibility prompts me to react. For most of us, it is ingrained to respond immediately. We can picture the person who texted us watching their phone for a response. Hence the number of us with phones at the ready all hours of the day. People-pleasing problems. This reactionary approach to life is a problem we must address if we're going to face the issue of procrastination and overloaded schedules. The solution is empowering and simple, but very hard for those who struggle with people-pleasing. Most of us don't want to offend others, and this need to please at times drive us to make poor choices, choices that negatively impact our priorities. Lisa Turkhurst, author of The Best Yes, puts it this way: we are afraid of people not liking us, not admiring us, not being pleased with us. So we spend the best of who we are doing a million things we know we aren't supposed to be doing. While there are always demanding people in our lives, sometimes the most unrealistic demands come from inside our own heads. Many times I've twisted myself into knots trying to achieve what I thought someone wanted, only to realize they didn't have such high expectations after all. My deepest fear when it comes to people-pleasing is that others will think I'm not capable. I so want to do things right, and for others...